Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Our devotional today is entitled, Daily Help for a King. There is daily help for a king. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, the scriptures read this, or this is for us, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." I'd like to focus on the word a royal priesthood, or royal, today on our devotional, which means, of course, kingly or regal. And that is the state of the Christian, a royal of royal priesthood. How can we then have daily victory as a king, as a child of the king? In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 17, the instructions are given for the man who would become the king of Israel. At this time, when Deuteronomy was written, Israel did not have an earthly king. God was her king. And the Lord gives to them instructions when the king was to come into the land and possess the nation, and they were to choose one who was from their own brethren to be a king. And certain other prohibitions are given to him. But down further in the passage of Deuteronomy chapter 17, it shall be when he sitteth upon the throne of his kingdom, number one, that he shall write him a copy of this law in a book out of that which is before the priests, the Levites. So he was to handle the word of God with great care in writing a copy for one's own. If it's to be a copy of the original, then you have to be careful to see to it that which you have written is exactly as that which is in the original. And it shall be with him, number two in verse 19, and he shall read therein. Now, if you are going to get benefits and blessings from the written copy, you must read what you've written. Or else, if you've written the wrong thing, you will be instructing yourself to go in the wrong way. He shall read therein all the days of his life. So he will follow the instructions, and if he has followed the wrong instructions, he'll be going wrong all the days of his life. That he may learn to fear the Lord his God, you'll have the proper respect, the proper attitude concerning God and his mind, his will, his word, his way, his work, if you will read the word of God all the days of your life, to keep all the words of this law and these statutes to do them. In verse 20 of Deuteronomy chapter 17, that his heart be not lifted up above his brethren. If you have a proper time in the word of God each day, you will have a proper attitude toward the people with whom you live and work. You will not be exalting yourself above them as though you are some great and mighty one and they are some lowly, useless one. Again, that his heart be not lifted up above his brethren, and that he turn not aside from the commandment to the right hand or to the left. So a daily time in the word of God will protect us from this vicious tyrant of self, vicious ugly attitude of arrogance, to the end that he may prolong his days. Again, this keeps us out of those snares and traps that the devil lays for us. If we will spend that time, spend the proper time, spend a consistent time with the Lord, we'll be delivered from the traps and the snares that the vicious foe, the devil, as a roaring lion, has set for us. He'll prolong the days of his servant all the days of his life. And notice there's a blessing, a promise for the children and his children in the midst of Israel. So there's a promise for us. Daily help for a king, our chosen generation, a royal priesthood. By God's grace, let's see to it that we follow his word on a regular basis. Join us again for morning devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.